This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Egypt is preparing to host a new round of talks aimed at reaching an Israeli-Gaza ceasefire and hostage release deal, Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner reports.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Israel would not agree to a ceasefire until the hostages being held by Hamas in Gaza are released. Hamas said an agreement must secure a complete and comprehensive ceasefire, full withdrawal of forces from areas occupied after October 7th, and freedom of movement of residents across the Gaza Strip. Israel's offensive has focused in the past months on the south of the Gaza Strip. Rafah has become the last refuge for more than 1 million Palestinians sheltering in the territory near the border with Egypt.
Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. A U.S.-based aid group is calling for a wider investigation into the Israeli strike that killed 7 of its workers, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Celebrity chef and humanitarian Jose Andres was in tears as he spoke about the aid workers who lovingly made sure that displaced Palestinians in Gaza were getting food. And on ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos, Andres called for a full investigation into the Israeli military conduct against his group and others.
This is not anymore about the 7 men and women of World Central Kitchen that perish on this unfortunate event. This is happening way for too long. It's been 6 months of targeting anything that seems moves.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
The United Nations and other international aid organizations on Sunday described the devastating toll of 6 months of war in Gaza, warning the Palestinian